I'm Rich Davies. I'm a program manager on the SPOT team, which stands for Smart Personal Objects Technology. We're a team who has a charter to take everyday devices and make them more intelligent, make them smarter. And the first device that we've done that with is the SPOT watch. And so we have a version of our SPOT watch here. This particular version is made by a manufacturer, Suunto. There are also other manufacturers. Fossil makes several different models as well. But this is a device that you wear as a watch. You can obviously tell the time, a key watch feature. But the cool thing is that it allows you to receive data in a number of different ways. So, for example, you can receive news stories, stock quotes, weather data. I'll give you an example here. Here's the weather. It's currently 62 degrees in Seattle. 3-day forecast. This is a nice channel because it's very graphical. You can see lots of interesting data. You know, other stuff that is interesting when you're out and about, stock data, what the market's doing, track your favorite stock tickers, sports data, follow your favorite sports teams. Here we see some results from a game that has already finished for a team that I follow, and you can configure whatever teams you want to follow in here. More fun stuff like daily diversions, quote of the day, word of the day, born on this day, things like that. So a variety of different kinds of data, horoscope, lottery numbers, so on. And all of this data is kept up to date on your watch in a wireless way. So some of the technology behind the watch is that we have a wireless network, an FM-based wireless network, that we've put in place across the country, and it's based on FM radio signals, so the same signals that you listen to your music with, but we use a section of that spectrum called the subcarrier frequency. And so in the major metropolitan areas of the country, we have at least two radio towers where we use this subcarrier frequency to broadcast our data. And these SPOT devices have an FM receiver in them, and we receive data from the transmission at those radio stations, and we communicate wirelessly with the devices that way.
Okay, so on the watch that you just showed, you had things like sports, you had stock quotes, and other items which are obviously personalized to you as a user. So how does your watch get that information and display that information that is just for you?
Yeah, so if we back up in the architecture a little bit, we start with data feeds from a variety of sources. So we take news data from MSNBC or stock data from various sources, sports data, and et cetera. And then you use our website, our MSN Direct website, to configure that and personalize it for what you want to receive. So you can go in there and enter your stock quotes. You can go in there and enter your sports teams that you want to follow, and so on. This is our website where you can configure the content that you receive on your watch. So when you come here, you log in with Passport, so it recognizes me, and it knows what channels I have subscribed to. So you can go to our channels page, and this is where you're displayed all of the various choices, and you can pick and choose these channels. So if you're not interested in horoscope data, for example, you don't have to have it. But if you are, you can come here and choose the horoscope channel, and you can modify it for your particular month or your particular sign. Same thing with stock quotes. If you want to track stocks, you can come here and enter your favorite companies or the ones you care to track. And then you'll receive data just for those companies. And everybody personalizes this for what they want. They pick the sports teams that they're interested in. And we have college basketball when that's in season, NBA when that's in season. Major League Baseball is currently in season right now. We'll have football when it's in season, as well as hockey. So you customize here. And then before, as I was saying, you know, the various news feeds that we take that data, and then we start to filter that based on the choices you've made here at the website. So for example, under the news channel, there's a variety of different sources. So if you prefer CBC, if you're a Canadian customer, you might choose to receive your news that way. If you prefer the Washington Post to AP, you can make those choices. Customize it to what's most important to you.
So I noticed on the weather that you have local city information, Seattle and other cities.
That's right. And because on the watch device itself, you can choose not only where you are, let's see if I can demonstrate this to you. Let me get into the weather channel. So by default, it chooses the city that you're currently in. So we see we're in Seattle right now, 62 degrees. But you can also choose other cities that you're interested in. So if you have family in another city, I have family in Spokane, Washington, so I chose to put Spokane, Washington in my cities. And I did that right here on the website. I listed that, and you can list multiple of those. But then in the My Cities section of the Weather Channel, I can receive data on that city. There's also North American cities and international cities. So if I go to North America, we'll see just a long list of key North American sites. So if we're interested in what's going on in Cheyenne, Wyoming, it's 74 degrees right now. Thunderstorms in Cheyenne. Same thing for international. So we can flop over to international weather and page through many of the key international sites. So, for example, London, 71 degrees, partly cloudy. Isn't it always partly cloudy in London?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. Same in Seattle.
So that's, you know, gives you an idea of how you can configure the service to what you're interested in, and personalize it a bit. So the data that you receive on your device is personalized for you.
What about the time? So right now your watch is showing the time as being about 10:30 here in Seattle.
Yes.
If I get on a plane and fly over to Boston, what happens then?
It as soon as you get off the plane, the watch will begin hunting for the signal, and it seeks the strongest tower it can find. And when it senses our signal in Boston, it will receive time sync there. And it will automatically adjust the time, so we'll change over to Eastern time, and the weather will also change over to Boston weather at that point. So you don't need to know that you've changed time zones and update the watch accordingly. It'll do that. And the time stays accurate at a near atomic level. We try to keep it in sync very accurately. And kind of another thing that's neat with regard to just the time channel while we're talking about time is you can choose the watch faces that you think are interesting. So each watch manufacturer makes a variety of different styles of watch faces. And so if you want to change it, you can. If you get bored with it for after a while, you can change it. And just these are all on the watch, so it's just a matter of pushing a button to change it. This is kind of a fun one where it draws more dots around the face of the watch as the hour goes on. It's got the hour in the middle. You know, to more straightforward ones that have just time, date, day, and so on. We ship updated versions of the watch faces. We shoot for one a month, but we send them out regularly. So as part of the content that you receive, you can sign up for new watch faces, and on occasion we'll send new watch faces down. So it keeps the device really fresh and interesting. It's always fun to get a new watch face down and be set to that. Probably one of the most productive things I find here just day in and day out is syncing with Calendar and Outlook. That for us here at Microsoft, we all use Outlook as our calendaring applications, and we have what we call our Outlook add-in, which is an add-in module that runs within Microsoft Outlook to keep your calendar in sync with your watch. So we upload your calendar data through our MSN service, out through that DirectBand network, out to devices, and down onto your watch. such that your calendar is kept in sync.
So does that mean that if I'm using my calendar information through this add-in in Outlook, that my calendar information is being broadcast through every cell tower in the country to every watch in the country?
Not everyone. So the website knows where you are. When you configure and customize at the website, you tell it your home city. And so we broadcast to that city. So yes, everybody within that area is receiving that signal. So we both have spot watches on here. So we're both receiving, there's the fossil model. And we're both receiving that. But there are security models in place to filter the personal data such that you can't access my personal data. You're not seeing my calendar information, and likewise me with you. So while it is broadcast in a broad way from the tower, there are security mechanisms in place and keys in place to filter the data specific to you.
I noticed that when I first powered my watch up, it had something very similar to a GUID being displayed on the screen. And when I signed up to direct.msn.com, I needed to enter that GUID. So I guess that the data that's being transmitted has that GUID encapsulated in it,
yeah.
So that only my watch matching that GUID picks up that information.
Yeah, and there are security keys embedded in each of the devices to facilitate that security.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thanks.